are here at the 2020 Q Symposium on the Big Island, Hawaii. And we are here in the studio lounge with Mr. Joe Sheridan from Simply Focus. How are you, Joe?
Doing well. Excited to be here on the Big Island.
Yeah.
It's been a fun morning so far.
Hey, before we get started, though, they call you Credit Union Joe.
Credit Union Joe.
What's that all about?
Yeah, you know, it was fun when I was getting started in the credit union world. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a fun tagline. We were talking around, hey, you're going to be Credit Union Joe. And so, you know, just come talk to me about how to make your credit union grow. Credit Union Joe.
There you go. Wow. You need to trademark that tagline,
exactly.
Joe. All right. Hey, give us a quick 411 on Simply Focus. What are you guys all about?
Yeah, so we're a QSO based out of the Midwest. We're really, we play in the space of human perception. So we're here to help reduce the friction for credit unions in their retail products, selling their retail products.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how does it help? How does it work? How does it help credit unions, especially in today's day and age?
Yeah, so we believe that applications and the process, the online process that people are selling their retail products creates an opportunity for abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we kind of shrink that process because we want more at-bats.
Right.
So we look at leads.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a 60-second process, very easy, integrated platform that follows the lead through and then has a light CRM because we want, you know, high tech meets high touch.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to reduce for lack of a better term, onboarding process, initial thing where so many people get frustrated, you know? So you're taking that friction and frustration away, right?
Exactly. That's what you want. We want it to be simple. That's why we're called Simply Focused. It's really making it really easy, and it creates a lot of accountability for sales leadership to see where, you know, creates leading indicators versus lagging indicators to see where their pipeline is for all the different retail products.
Okay. Yeah. And so the significance of this for credit unions today, because it sounds like there's obviously a lot of competition out there in the banking industry or even in the fintech industry, all that type of stuff. There's a lot of competition. So it sounds like this can help credit unions do better business, less friction.
Less friction. It's at its core, credit unions are here to serve their members. And this is a service-based platform that helps really takes the sales process and turn it into a service process.
Okay.
Kind of, it's a paradigm flip where the lender itself is going to the customer and doing creating high service, high touch service, as opposed to kind of distancing themselves. Because right now, there's in technology in the fintech space, it's really the race to non-differentiation. And what this does is really empowers your sales team, your boots on the ground, to be service minded while they're selling retail products.
And so can you give some examples of where this could be used? Is this like in a lending process or onboarding process or all the above?
All the above. Okay. I mean, it can help grow deposits and loan rates. So really let's take auto refinancing, for example.
Right.
The one thing that everybody has, you already have an auto loan if you're refinancing it. So somehow you're spending all this money in marketing, you're able to track that through the system, you get them to the website, and let's say something happens. You get them into an application and the first thing you ask is Social Security number, or you have to make them create a unique account. All of a sudden you've created friction in that process, easy abandonment.
Okay.
Well, what this process does, brings you in, asks very basic information, and then automatically throws you into then from the CMS into the CRM, so that then your lending officer goes into a pool, is able to click it, bring it into their ecosystem, and they're incentivized, and there's a sales culture policy on top of the system, that you have 10 to 15 minutes to make first contact to serve that lead. And then you're slowly walking them through different processes to the lead to then increase the close rate, essentially, for that retail product.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the abandonment is a huge issue in any industry, for that matter.
Yeah.
So when you have something online or mobile, you want to have that frictionless, frustratingless.
So, sometimes we look at it, if you go to a grocery store and there's self-checkout. Well, I feel like that was the job of the grocer to help me.
Yeah.
And so I liken it to the experience of limes. Well, there's three limes and I'm trying and I'm hitting buttons and then I don't want limes anymore. I put them back. This is taking too much time and effort.
Same thing.
Over a very, very simple process, what it should be. And we think the same thing about how we take this platform to make what is sometimes a frustrating transaction for a member or a consumer, and really putting that burden to reduce friction and making the credit union and those employees do a little bit more work on the service side to help them through the process.
Right. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Hey, where can we find more information on Simply Focus?
Simplyfocus.com. Okay. Just, if you fill out there, we've got a fun questionnaire to look at your sales culture to see how you kind of stack up and how potentially Simply Focus could help. And, you know, or you can find me at joe.sheridan@simplyfocus.com. And Credit Union Joe, happy to buy you lunch.
Yeah, you need to get that domain too.
Exactly.
Credit Union Joe.
Credit Union
all right.
Joe.
Good job,
really
Joe. Well done. And
so
before
much.
I let you go, what are you drinking? What do you got going here?
Mint tea. It's perfect. I'm a big mint tea guy.
Healthy guy. Yeah, all right. Good stuff. All right, Joe. Thanks again. Well done.